All right. Oh, there he is. Okay. Calling the Whitney Town Advisory Board meeting for May 12, 2022 to order. First agenda, everyone please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let the record reflect that all members are present. Item number two, public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the front, clearly state your name and address, and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or board by majority vote. Anyone speaking? Okay. Item number three, approval of minutes for April 28th, 2022. Do we have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion for approval of the town board meetings of April 28th, 2022.
All right, we have a motion for approval. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? No. All right. Next is item approval of the agenda for this evening, May 12th, 2022. And do I have a motion?
Mr. Chair, I'll make a motion for approval of the agenda as presented.
All right, we have a motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? No? All right. Do we have any informational items?
No?
All right. All right, on to item number six, planning and zoning. First item is WS220188, Mendoza, Joseph Aurelio. Waiver of development standards to reduce the setback of an existing accessory structure in conjunction with an existing single-family residence on 0.1 acres in an R1 single-family residential zone, generally located on the east side of Ada Drive, 55 feet north of Arvada Way within Whitney. Do we have an applicant?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Hello, everyone. I'm Joseph Mendoza. My last name is M-E-N-D-O-Z-A. I have built a block structure and I'm asking a setback waiver. My neighbor has a, I don't know if it's in the house, but my neighbor has a house that's closer than my setback range. I was kind of confused. I did look at the, it does say 3 feet on the thing, but it's actually the back wall is my walls on my property, so it's actually, I don't know, it's 3.5 feet. It's 3.5 feet to the inner wall. I don't know if it's a difference or not. But yeah, I'm just seeing if I can get a zoning permit to have it excused. I have pictures if anyone wants to see pictures. It's for a garage, really like a back garage, and maybe like do some painting out there.
Okay, is that the end of your presentation?
So, yes.
Okay. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone that would like to speak on this item? You can stay there. Yeah, the board may have some questions for you.
Sure.
There's no public opinion. Seeing none, I'll close this to the public. I'm now opening this to the board. Does the board have any questions? I do not have a timeline or when you'll be putting, it said you would be willing, you're going to be putting wood siding instead to cover the brick?
Would timing be done? I don't have a precise timing.
Okay.
I got a new family. My wife's from Ukraine. I'm trying to work on it. This is like my second project. I have a job.
Okay. Could you give us anything like 6 months, a year?
6 months, a year, maybe.
Okay. All right. And then you know that they are. You do need to. Will need to be required to fill out, do building permit and stuff.
Yeah, so what's my note is once I get my zoning permit, then I get my permit.
Okay. All right, that's all. Anyone else?
It's right now it's an 8-inch, it's 8-inch block too, and it's an inner A-frame, so it's kind of, there's more space, it's thicker concrete for like a little more second garage.
Okay. Does anyone, I would suggest for your next meeting that you bring some, print out some pictures so you can have something to hand out. So usually that's, especially, because they're not going to be able to look, because you're going to, here it's a little more intimate, at the Planning Commission it's much more formal and,
I've never really been to these. I mean, I have pictures on my phone,
or if anyone, I mean, I looked at the Google.
I have an area.
Okay, yeah, I looked at it as well. So, that was, Amy?
When did you build it?
When did I build it?
Over quarantine.
The original quarantine?
No, what year? Like, how long has it been in existence?
I guess, 2 years? Year and a half, 2 years?
And it's supposed to be a motorcycle garage?
Yes.
So how many motorcycles, like, how many of those vehicles would be are in there?
Well, right now, none are. But it's just going to be just,
and anything else that we use as storage storage?
I mean, I might do some like wood projects in there. Sometimes I paint, do some like oil painting. I might paint in there, like painting canvases.
And how is the entry? So is there an actual garage door? Yeah, a garage door. Regular door?
I think I should have written some stuff out. I realized that it's just a block block structure. It's like 44-inch door.
And that's the only entrance in right now?
Well, there's another one actually. I guess that's what you're trying to have. There's another one kind of on this side that goes to the back porch to get on there. It's on this side. This door is smaller over here.
So you're wheeling a motorcycle and you're not that doorway?
Wheeling it? Well, yeah, it'll fit in there. I mean, the door, it's a big giant door. But yeah, it's just a block
structure. Any further questions? Anyone else?
I have no questions.
No questions?
So you built it, you said during quarantine when everything was down, so is there reason you didn't get like a permit or anything before then?
I didn't get a permit before then. It's just something that I kind of did over quarantine, I guess.
So then why are you here now?
Well, my neighbor's house, I think it caught fire, burned down, unfortunate accident. I think an inspector came and just saw it, and then they just saw it and just like said I need to get a permit. So I think that's what happened.
Yeah, it hasn't opened.
No.
Okay. All right, we have a motion.
I'll be happy to make a motion, Mr. Chairman. I'll make a motion for approval of WS220188 Mendoza Joseph for waiver of development standards. According to also staff's recommendations.
Is that included putting on the wood siding within 6 months or within a year? Is that a staff recommendation?
Yeah, staff, but you want to add it as a condition of approval.
Yes.
It was in staff's recommendations. I didn't notice
okay.
that.
Okay, but if you want to be safe and add it in as a condition.
Okay, we can add that in then, the siding to be on within 6 months
to a year. Okay. All right, we have a motion. All in favor, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. So your next step, you will go to the Planning Commission on June 7th. And then I would, take a couple of good photos and have those printed out so you can hand them out to the members of Planning Commission.
Okay, thank you.
So, if you want. And get a building permit next time you build something. All right.
Picture down.
Okay. Yeah.
Come anytime.
Yeah. Usually they're out the door before we hit the gavel. So. All right. Item number 2, ET2240054, WS190927, DFA LLC, waivers of development standards, first extension of time for the following: a reduced security gate setback, 2 alternative landscaping, 3 attached sidewalk, and 4 reduced parking, and design review for a 265,000 square foot office warehouse building on 15.1 acres in an M1 light manufacturing zone and an M2 industrial zone, generally located on the north side of Eastgate Road and the west side of 4th Street within Whitney. Do we have an applicant?
Yes. Okay. My name's Kip Barton, B-A-R-T-O-N, 8585, 8589 Southeastern, Suite 220, here on behalf of the applicant. We're certain.
You said your name was Kit?
Kip, K-I-P.
Kip.
Right. With Ethos 3 Architecture. So we're requesting an extension of time. We've got our notice of final action and all that. They've got the rough grading started and everything, but COVID is slowing down a little bit, so they're looking for an extension of time. I have drawings if you want to see them. Like I said, it's already been through the planning commission and everything.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Is that the end of your presentation?
Yeah.
Okay. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone here who would like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'm going to go ahead and close this. I'm closing this to the public. I'm now opening it up to the board. Any questions?
I have one quick question. It says current planning you have until June 8th of 24 to commence. So right. you're looking to extend that period?
I think I thought that we were supposed to have commenced by now, like a couple months ago. And so that was my understanding of why we're going for an extension of time. We were told we needed to apply for an extension of time.
But is this an extension to June 8th, 2024?
Yeah, I think that's what the recommendation is, okay. Is to give them that time.
Yeah, it's a staff condition, yeah.
Okay, that's what I'm confused.
They have not pulled a permit yet. I believe they pulled a preliminary grading permit. And they started rough grading.
Yeah, that's true. The fine is commence. I would hate to put something on there to complete. That'd be a little bit more harsh. Right. I would just keep it as a commence. Since they're already marked, if they come up to that date, then they gave them another one to complete
right.
by a certain date. Okay. Just being the first one to commence, I keep it as
right.
A
and okay. that's what was just a little confusing. That's why I wanted to ask the question.
Okay.
So you feel that date is good for you guys? 24.
Yeah, they're going to move forward with it. They just slow down because of the whole economy and everything.
Okay.
That's all I have.
All right. So I'll go ahead and move to approve ET2240054, WS19097-0927, DFA LLC, Waiver of Development Standards, First Extension of Time and Design Review. Approve with staff conditions. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? All right. Good. Thanks.
Now, what is the process? Do we get the extension, or do we need to go before
the planning commission? Okay. Probably yeah. most likely.
Yeah. This one says board of commission.
Oh, board.
Yeah, on the 8th,
okay.
June 8th.
Yeah.
June 8th.
Okay. So, I don't know if they have, but we'll be on a consent item.
Okay.
But just be prepared right. to come.
Okay.
Being the first extension, I don't think that's really going to be much of an honor, but you can just be prepared.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. General business. Mm-hmm. All right. Comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board. Council jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. Clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Seeing none. The only thing I was going to mention is as a member of the stakeholders meeting for the Clark County Development Code, they have released the first draft of the first installment of the development code, the rewrite of Title 30. So you can find that at transformclarkcounty.org, and they're taking public comment until June 30th. So if you're interested in looking at that and looking over what those are and commenting, that's available. Anyone else?
No.
All right. With that, our next meeting is scheduled for June 2nd, 2022. And with that, we are adjourned.
Good to talk to you.